why you all are going to have to calm yourselves. Y'all are going to have to calm yourselves or you won't make it through the hour. I'm telling you. Because he's in the building! Please welcome...
Hey, girl. It's me, Carl.
On this episode of The Commercial Break...
Hey guys, it's Brian again, minus Chrissy. That's because we are on fall break, and while Chrissy is at the Memfo Festival in Memphis, I'm here hard at work in the studio, bringing you one of our favorite episodes. Everyone's always asking, what's up with mountain monsters, and who killed Huckleberry? Well, here's the answer. Crow killed Huckleberry. This is one of our absolute favorite mountain monsters. I hope you enjoy episode 179 from earlier this season. Enjoy this flashback Friday on TCB, and we'll be back Monday with brand new, fresh episodes of The Commercial Break.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Holmley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only commercial break you'll ever need. Guaranteed. Hey, my good friend.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello again. It's me.
I think we should take some photos. We're going to go take some promotional photographs.
Yes.
Next week. Because the masses are calling for them. I think we just need to pump out promotional photographs so that our tens of fans can see what what we're all about outside of the studio. And one of the requests that I've told the photographer is I'd please like my belly button photoshopped out of all images. Okay. I don't want my belly button any part of any images that we take. And since we're going to be doing some crop tops and halter tops and tube tops and stuff like that, the photographer, I think, is going to kindly... follow my wishes. He said you pay an extra $50 to get your belly button photographed out. Because who wants a belly button showing on any photograph?
No, definitely not.
You read about this hilarious shit?
No,
you don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
No, but I can only imagine.
Kim Kardashian took a photograph of her new, you know, Jazzy G's whatever. Jazzy G's sleeveless, armless, you know, flatwear. What do they call that? Shapewear?
Oh, Skims.
Skims. Yes. Skims. What a brilliant name. Skims. They're skimming the money off of your top of your checkbook with my shitty clothing wear. She took a photograph in her new Skims and mysteriously...
No belly button.
Her belly button disappeared.
Oh.
Now, she says it's under the Skims, which is possible. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not a Kim Kardashian expert. I don't know where her belly button lies. I don't have a map of the Kardashian skin. But she even said, she said, this is ridiculous, guys. What the fuck are you talking about? My belly button is under the skins.
Yeah.
But people, you know.
They're questioning.
The conspiracy theorists are like, you know, this girl has clearly photoshopped out her belly button. And
well, it's not out of the question to think that these, that anything to do with the Kardashians are photoshopped.
The Kardashians photoshop everything.
Yeah,
they photoshopped a picture of their daughter at Disneyland and they had to like admit it. They had to say, yeah, you're right. We photoshopped a picture of your daughter.
Yeah.
What could you, I mean, I think that's a lot.
It's all so manufactured and fake.
And that's why as much as everybody loves the Kardashians, I cannot get into it for the life of me. Mm-hmm. I think it's so vapid and fake. And listen, cheers to them. They are billion-dollar businesswomen, and
they have
really done a great job for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot get into it because I see right through it, and it doesn't – I don't understand how anybody else
– I know. I was talking to a friend this past weekend. You know her, Kimmy. Went to go see her in Cincinnati, which was a lot of fun, by the way. But
Nothing like a trip to Cincinnati.
I was pleasantly surprised. I had never been before.
I've been. So. I actually like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. But we were talking, and I just said, my God, what can you believe anymore when you see? There are no pictures.
You can't believe anything.
No pictures. No Instagram stories of people having the best time somewhere.
It's all so fake.
Yeah.
I was just on a phone call and one of the guys had gone to an event where there was like a lot of influencers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big topics of conversation was that there was, you know, bot traffic, or like robot traffic.
Oh,
and
right.
One of the presentations apparently said, have robots taken over? Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's all bot traffic. I think it's all just fake. It's all just I don't think you can believe anything.
I don't think so.
On social media mm-hmm. anymore at all.
Yeah.
So I figure if you can't beat them, join them. And exactly. I think we should get our photographs highly touched up.
Highly.
Like hilariously touched up.
I want really, really long hand, like fingers.
Long, skinny finger, like, maleficent, like fingers. I'm going to get a bulge put in my jeans okay. that goes all the way down to my knee.
Yeah.
My whole face is just going to be smooth just as smooth ice out. And dark and tan. Mm-hmm. I want to get a super dark tan.
I guess this is where avatars come into play. You know, you just go ahead and make whatever you want. Yes.
If we were in the metaverse, then none of this would care. I could have my meta penis as meta big as I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Meta pregnancies are coming. I dug into this and there are already people talking about this on the internet. Already people talking about me and my meta girlfriend want to have a meta baby. How do we do this? Somebody is going to make this up, Chrissy. Yeah.
No,
Somebody is going to make a meta child, and you're going to have to meta take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all meta bullshit to
meta diapers.
I'm going to be the last guy to jump. I didn't even use my email address until I got into internet marketing. I mean, honestly, I didn't even know how to use it. I'm going to be the last guy to get into meta shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk around with a bunch of... All I see of these people in the metaverse is them wearing these big clunky headsets, knocking into things, falling down, breaking their TVs, killing their kids. I mean, it just looks like a big fucking mess to me. And I think
they're opening a store, a meta store. Meta, which formerly Facebook, is opening their own store to be able to introduce people to how it works because people don't know.
People have no fucking clue. Oh. Meta is betting big on meta. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say. But you can go to stores in the metaverse. You can buy clothing. There are whole clothing designers that
real
just
estate.
Do nothing real estate. Mm-hmm. It's all getting crazy, man.
Crazy.
I'll just stick with the podcast.
Yes.
We're going to be like the radio guys 10 years from now. Radio's still in 400% of every houses. 98% of people say they'd rather listen to radio than watch TV. Oh, really? Oh, really? Which stats tell you that? My own stats. I made them up. I don't believe that shit either.
No. Stats.
I was talking to someone about
because you can manipulate them any way you want. Yeah.
Talking to someone about like Nielsen ratings and Arbitron ratings and stuff. Now people carry. It used to be that they would write in a book.
Right.
This for those of you who don't know, radio ratings used to be that they would write. They would give a book to somebody. They call it the book, mm-hmm. the ratings book. It's because they give you a book. And they'd ask you every 15 minutes to write down what you were listening to and if you were listening to the radio. So you get paid a certain amount of money for every 15 minutes that you were awake. You'd write down exactly what you were doing, right. what you were watching, or what you were listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the 2000s, in the aughts. The aughts. I have a full English, please. In the aughts. They came up with this system where you would wear like a beeper type
yes.
machine. And that beeper type machine.
They would record what you were listening to.
There was a
ping.
Ping. Mm-hmm. It was like a silent hum at a frequency for every channel if you were in the Arbitron system. And then the beeper would pick up that hum that you couldn't hear with the naked ear, but then it would record how long you were listening to that particular radio station. But I think it's all just fucking bullshit. I mean, there was a guy, I think in Cincinnati, a famous radio disc jockey, who got busted for handing like thousands of dollars of cash to people who had ratings books for him to write all day long. And then there was another guy who got busted with he had like a collection of the beepers and he was just setting them out in front of his radio show.
Putting
every
them
morning.
On their dog collar.
Yeah, it's all just fucking bullshit. You think there's really 53 million people following Kim Kardashian? There's probably 10 million people following Kim Kardashian.
There's still a lot. Yeah,
but they'll pay her. You know, she gets paid $1 million for each of those drops. Mm-hmm. Speaking of things that are unbelievable, we had a request from one of our listeners. I thought I'd comply to the request.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to lose that one listener. I'm afraid then our ratings are going to go down.
We're on shaky ground.
Yeah, our ratings book is 0.0. 0.0. Do you remember Animal House?
I remember the movie, but did they say that?
Animal House, the dean of students calls all the boys in that are in this animal house, and he's going through and saying, I'm going to kick your fraternity off, you know, whatever, for good, Fairmont College for good. Mr. Blutowski, who was John Belushi's character, mm-hmm. Mr. Blutowski, do you have any idea what your grade point average is? And John Belushi just kind of gives this, you know, John Belushi look, and he goes, 0.0.
That's what we're working with, too.
Yeah, that's commercial break. 0.0. I got a request from a listener that said, could you please, would you please, do you mind if you might do a Monster Hunters for me and my son?
Good old mom and her son
listening to the commercial break. So I thought, you're an idiot. So why not?
Sweet bonding moment.
I was just picturing this like 5-year-old like, oh, fuck yourself, mommy.
Best of you.
What's a pizzle? Can I really taste stuff with my balls? Yes. So I thought, this one is for you, Sandra, and her son that remains unnamed. But a couple weeks ago, they did text and they said, hey, can you do a Monster Hunters for us?
It would be our pleasure.
It would be our pleasure to do a Monster Hunters. We love Monster Hunters. Also, here we catch up with the boys in a cornfield.
You don't say. They're in either a cornfield or a forest.
A cornfield, a forest, or a swamp. One of the three things.
But it's a river.
Always in the eastern Kentucky area. Because I think that's only legally where they're allowed to film.
Probably.
I think these kind of shenanigans are frowned upon in other parts of the world. But here they are. Is this the one with the cornfield? Yes, this is one with the cornfield. I got two of them loaded up here just in case we need an extra one. Just in case we get to it. But we'll at least finish this one, I promise. These are the boys in the cornfield. You know, the Monster Hunters, Huck, Buck, Chuck, and fuck, Larry. I don't know, Larry, and their cameraman, Billy.
Billy.
Oh, guys, I didn't realize you're going to do another one of these. Every time you guys do an episode, I end up sleeping on the couch.
Sorry, Billy.
It's okay. You got any Mountain Dew back there?
Hey, everybody, it's that time in the commercial break when we take a short commercial break. You know the drill by now, so I'm not going to drag on. DCBpodcast.com is where you go if you want to watch any of the videos or listen to any of the audio of our entire library. Hit the Contact Us form and email us content ideas, questions, concerns, or comments. 661-237-8296. That's 661-BEST-2-YO. Send us a text message. It's not a spam text message line. We will reply. YouTube.com/the commercial break is where you find our video version. It's completely different than the audio version. Please hit subscribe and like on your favorite video. Make sure you use those specialized URLs and codes from our sponsors. They give you free shit, and we certainly would appreciate it. Rate us and review us on your favorite podcast player, and know that we're grateful for every one of you. Now, let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll quickly be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, everybody, want to thank our brand new sponsors, American Musical Supply. And man, would my parents have appreciated American Musical Supply when I was a saxophone player from the time I was in third grade all the way through high school. And American Musical Supply would have made life easy on my father, who had to trudge all over town looking for a freaking saxophone for me to play. If you want the latest and greatest gear from today's top brands, everything is there for beginners and seasoned professionals. Everything for the podcaster, home recording enthusiasts, guitarists, drummers, vocalists, DJs, and everything else musical. American Musical Supply also has great payment plans. They approve more people and do not require you to open up a new credit card. They only use your existing ones. Another thing my father would have loved, he paid tens of thousands of dollars for that one saxophone that I ended up losing after I left the house. With over 30 years of award-winning customer service, American Musical Supply is the place to go for musical supplies. So go to AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of over $100. That's AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to get $20 off your next purchase of over $100. And we want to thank American Musical Supply for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
You know what would be nice with these videos? Sound.
Oh, yeah, that's always helpful.
Yeah, because since it's a podcast, I figured we'd add the sound in. Sound. All right, here you go.
What's that?
Sound. What's that? What's that? What? Huh? What?
I sometimes say that to Jeff.
I know. I say it all the time. So yeah. I say it to people. They don't know what I'm talking about.
What?
What?
Jump in. Willie Bill, jump in the back. I want you guys giving us a bird's eye view.
All right.
When do you start?
I want you guys in a V formation in the back of the cornfield. I'm going to be up here in a round type formation.
Yep. They're getting technical.
I want you guys in the back.
The edges of this corn. Hey, Huck! See if we can't spot Huck. Or maybe he'll see us.
Huck.
And come on out.
Huckleberry.
Huck the
Huckleberry.
Monster.
Yeah. No, it's Huck. Huckleberry, that one of the team members is lost.
Oh.
With a cameraman in the cornfield.
They're lost?
Yeah, they're lost.
Hey!
Telling you there's...
Hey, Huckleberry. I'm hearing something on the radio about being lost. Are we lost? I'm scared now, Huck.
Something out here.
When you say something, do you mean the whole camera crew with the lighting rig, or are you talking about something else? I just want to know what to be prepared for. Every time you guys say something like that, I shit my pants. I run the other way if you don't know.
Da-da.
He's in here with us.
He's with us.
I can hear movement every now and then.
You mean like a rustling in the cornfield?
Hey, Huck, I don't want to point out the obvious, but I think that might be your own feet walking around.
I can hear something rustling around in the corn.
Every once in a while.
This is amazing to me. Okay. Do you think people actually, by the way, this show is still on. I didn't know that. I thought it had been off air for years.
No.
They're still producing new episodes on the Travel Channel. Do you think that people actually sit home and watch this and are literally anxious, like they're scared of what's going to happen next?
Maybe.
You think so?
Yeah, but I think there's a high entertainment value.
I want to meet those people.
Yeah,
those are the people I want to have on our radio show, on our little podcast.
Our radio.
Radio show. Arbitron. Arbitron, we made shit up. Oh, Huckleberry, I can feel something coming up on the back here.
Oh.
Great camera work.
Right. Let's just swirl around.
By the way, Huckleberry's in the middle of a cornfield. The cameraman is as close to Huckleberry as he could possibly be. Yeah. There is clearly a light, a big bright light on. So, and Huckleberry is carrying a shotgun, a rifle, which, by the way, I mean, let's just be honest about it. If there was a real threat on any of these episodes, don't you think that someone would have been shot already? Like
yes.
A creature would have been
yes.
shot?
Yes. And they would have filmed it. There's an orb.
Huckleberry!
Huckleberry! Dinner time! Chow time! We caught a dolphin over here in the cornfield!
You got anything on a thermal? Where'd you go, Huck?
Hey, Huck!
Huckleberry! The only thing I can think is maybe in his mind he thought he was taking a shortcut.
Oh!
What the?
What is that?
What the hell is that?
Whoa!
what is that? Looks remarkably like a human being.
For those of you who are listening to this, by the way, you can catch it on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. For those of you listening to this, what has happened is they're riding down the path inside of the cornfield.
Like a gator.
What they have come up on is what looks like a man dressed as a scarecrow. Yep. But, I mean, they're screaming all of, what is that? What is that? It's a person. What do you think it is?
Hey. Who in the hell?
There's a man wearing a sheet.
Who's writing the script for this?
Okay, when you guys see the scarecrow type figure, what I want you to do is just yell, what is that, a lot. Can you handle that? Let me get into character. What is that? How's that? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, now everybody else screaming at the same time, too. What is that?
It's so stupid. What is that? It's a person with a trench coat on.
Yeah.
Who in the hell was
that? Did you see that?
What was that?
Looked like a man wearing a mask.
We're driving along that corn.
It looked like a man wearing a mask.
I think that's exactly what it was. What was that? Hurry up. Follow him.
So stupid. So stupid.
Looking for Huckleberry, and all of a sudden right up in front of us.
Oh!
What the? Some man standing there. He looked like a damn scarecrow.
What the hell are they doing out here?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Going easy. That scarecrow took off right in
there. Going easy.
Going easy. That's probably easy something Bob there said many a time. Going easy, boys.
Huckleberry.
Going easy. We're going to chase after him. Why not? That's the point of the show, isn't it? Get ourselves in more trouble. Like, if you had seen a man, if you were really in the middle of a field chasing whatever monster flavor of the day you're chasing, whatever part of the world you're in, and you saw a man with a mask on that looked super, you know, intimidating, like a scary man with a mask that just runs into the field.
A crazed man. Yeah.
Would you follow him?
No.
For what reason?
No.
Makes good television, though, doesn't it? Uh-huh.
Cornfield. Hey! We need to get after him and figure out what the hell he's doing out here.
We need to get after him and ask him a few questions. We're beholden to the code of the monster hunter to get to the bottom of exactly why this man is wearing a trench coat in the middle of a cornfield.
Right through here, guys, right through here. Where that egg sucker go to?
Man, he was moving like a rabbit when he jumped in here.
Oh, it's a plant. Looked like a man dressed up like a scarecrow.
What was that thing anyway?
I ain't got to hold up here. Listen, shh, listen. You hear that?
Those are scarecrow noises. He's making scarecrow noises.
Sounds like a scarecrow.
Listen, you can hear it way in the distance.
Hey, guys, it's me, dressed up like a scarecrow.
That's a scarecrow if I've ever heard one. That's an Eastern Kentucky crow-crow.
Crow-crow.
That's a crow-crow if I've ever heard one. They've been on the walls. Cavemen have been riding on the walls about the crow-crows for eons. They run through with their dickies on and their boots, and they go, hey, it's me, Crow Crow.
Crow Crow. Crow Crow. Crow Crow. Crow Crow.
It's the mating call of the Crow Crow.
Crow Crow. Crow Crow.
Yes.
It's the Clarkston County Crow Crow.
Clarkston County.
I hear something running down
listen,
through
listen,
there.
Listen, listen. Shh, listen. What was that?
What?
Whoa! I didn't expect that.
What was that laughing thing?
It's the crow crow.
It's the crow crow.
So what happened is they're in the cornfield looking for the crow crow, the Clarkston County crow crow, the 4C, the C times 4. They're looking for him, and all of a sudden he comes out and he grabs Buck. He just grabs him from behind.
And laughs.
What the hell? What the hell was that?
You get him, Buck. You get him.
Get him.
Where'd he go? Come on, Jeff. Come on. Grab him. Come on, Jeff. Bro. Jeff.
He
Hey guys, all this screaming and turning around is making it real hard to see the crow. Would you mind doing me a favor? Just stand still for 1 second. Let me get a photograph of the crow so that I don't lose my job. What's that? What is it? Who is it? What happened?
Now like they're sound going crazy.
It's horrible. They're just layering noises together.
What is it? What is it?
Everyone's yelling at the same time.
I know.
Get it!
It was at a round of place. She right in the back.
Where'd it go?
It went clear out of yonder.
You all right, Buck?
Yeah,
he went clear on a yonder.
Clear on yonder.
If I'm like in the middle of a cornfield and I'm like, which way did they go? And you say, clear on a yonder. I'm going to be like, where the fuck is yonder? Which that direction south? Is yonder? That yonder. Which yonder? There's four possible yonders. Maybe eight.
You go
your
way.
What's that scarecrow? Come here, you checking.
He's going back into the corn.
We're back in the corn down here.
He's cutting back up in again. What the hell is this son of a bitch doing?
That scarecrow, he runs like a white-tailed deer. I couldn't even get close to him.
He hit me like a sledgehammer.
Oh, he knocked you clean in the jab and almost knocked me down.
Why are you yelling?
Why are we all yelling? Hey, guys, am I supposed to be yelling too? That sucker ran like a white-tailed deer. You notice that they always compare it to like
an animal.
An animal, yeah. He was jumping like a bunny when we saw him. He was running clear across like a white-tailed deer. That was like Buck on Red Bull.
I'm picturing to some guy that maybe heard they were coming to film. Is like, look, yeah. I'm gonna really fuck with him.
Oh yeah, yeah. You guys really
go get
want
that scarecrow?
You really
hat
want
for
a monster? Hey, honey, go get the big, scary, blood-stained cloak that I got out there. You don't mind, grab me the scarecrow hat from out in the cornfield. I'm going to run around these boys, punch one in the face. I'm going to run around like a white-tailed deer out there, see if they can catch me. Right. He's running like a two-toed sloth.
Listen. You hear that?
Crow.
Back in there.
Hey, get back here. I got something for you.
Now we're mad, and we're going to hunt this punk down.
Listen, what is that?
Now we're mad, and we're going to murder him live on TV. You done fucked with the wrong monster hunters. We've got guns that may or may not have bullets in them.
We're going to murder him.
All right, everybody go silent. No talking. No talking. Just move forward nice and easy.
I thought you said no talking.
Whoa.
Wait, are we supposed to be talking or not? I'm not sure. I'm not clear on the instructions.
Go silent.
Hey, guys, on that whole no talking thing, does that mean you don't want to say anything? And by the way, which way is yonder?
Listen.
Oh, my gosh, they're still in the cornfield. This is some...
Yeah.
I hear somebody walking about 20 yards up ahead. Let's go. Lights out. No talking.
We can hear some noise up ahead.
Lights out so we can't see where we're going. And no talking so you don't know where the other person is. That way, if you shoot somebody, you won't be entirely sure that you're aiming in the right direction. Okay, great plan, Buck. Let's go execute.
Let's do it. And
do it.
Go.
Yeah.
Run like a white-tailed deer.
Just a few rows over. That has to be that little creep of a scarecrow. We're going to slip in there, and I'm going to get some revenge.
We're going to slip in there, and I'm going to literally stab him to death.
A little creep.
We're going to slip in there, and I'm going to cut off his left leg with a saw.
Was that Huckleberry?
Oh, that's Huckleberry. They're going to shoot Huckleberry.
Something over there about 30 feet. I can hear it move. You just stay close to me.
You got kind of bad breath, and I'm not sure about the shower situation at your house, but it doesn't seem so good to me. So if you don't mind, I'm going to stay coronavirus distance, like the COVID-6. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, I think some guy was talking about it on TV. And by the way, has anybody checked on the other group of people with guns? Just make sure they're not also shooting in this direction. I don't want to point out the obvious, Huckleberry.
I think that's what's going to happen,
of course, yeah. They're going to run into each other.
What is that? Oh, oh, oh.
It's Huckleberry.
It's Huckleberry. Oh, we killed Huckleberry. Well, shit.
We lost another
one. We lost another one. Casting call for Monster Hunter Season 30. Long-haired beard with a straw hat and a southern drawl. We'll just call him Huckleberry. We lost the third Huckleberry in an unfortunate crow accident. It seems that everyone was a little confused as to where yonder was, and we just started shooting in the general yonder direction. Well, Huckleberry was over yonder.
Huckleberry 3.
Yeah, Huckleberry 3. He was a good Huckleberry. He was with us for half an episode. But he may not have been so great at his job. He got lost right away, so we figured, well, there's another Huckleberry somewhere.
Long-bearded straw hat. Call him a
long beard, straw hat, overalls with a hole in the knee. You know the type. Someone called Travel Channel Casting and tell them to get us a new Huckleberry. We'll edit it together.
Listen.
Coco!
Coco. I can hear him walking.
This is like an episode of Sanford and Son or something.
I mean, and how cheap that you could just find a cornfield and throw a
That's what I've been saying this whole time. Is the Travel Channel could do this forever. You just find an empty field, pay the owner $50, say we're gonna be screaming a lot. Yeah. We'll have two, maybe three camera guys. Fake guns.
Maybe three Huckleberries. Yeah.
If you find a body, don't worry about it. It's just part of the shooting. Perfectly normal. Just throw some dirt over him. Makes for great corn fertilizer. He'll get eaten by the crow. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be that scarecrow. I want to get him this time. We're going to get him this time.
What is Huckleberry doing? Looks like he's counting the heads of corn. He's like, one, two, there's a lot of corn here. Three, four. Do you think they'll mind if I take one?
Yeah, he's just pointing.
I know, he's just pointing. He's like, I'm getting kind of hungry. Which one of these looks good? By the way, have you ever had raw corn? Don't. It's most of it's used just for gasoline, and it's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, tearing off.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, here we go.
Yep.
They're all going to meet in the middle.
Yep, they caught Huckleberry.
Another case solved here at Monster Hunters. Put this one in the books, boys. We did our job. We lost Huckleberry. We found Huckleberry. I got assaulted by Crow. I'm going to need another 5 years of therapy for the Crow attack. But at least we found Huckleberry. We don't get a new one yet.
No, not yet.
We didn't kill him. We just maimed him. He looks. Huckleberry looks like he's been drinking too much moonshine.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Huck.
Damn, where you been at, Jarhead? We jump for
Jarhead.
Where you been, spoon face? Where'd you go to, Tupperware nose? I was chasing the crow with Billy over here. I told him we should have left the lights on. I don't know what everybody's talking about.
It's Huck. He jumps out at us. We about shoot each other. Don't let anybody fool you, Huck. He can move like a ninja.
I don't know that he's moving like a ninja. He's moving like my mom with her walker. I think he's moving more like a ninja. I don't know. Like a pigeon with a broken wing.
Come this way.
I got drawled up in this corn.
Listen, you ain't gonna believe what we had happen to us tonight.
We get our ass.
You got 5 minutes to let me explain?
Two minutes.
What? No one talks like that. You wouldn't believe what happened to us tonight. Let me start at the beginning. We lost a guy named Huck.
And two is my big old scarecrow.
That's what we thought the hell you was.
He got me, Jump Rope, and Buck. All three whacked us like bowling pins.
Whacked us.
Scarecrows is not supposed to be alive, right?
Well, 1 second. Let me Google that.
Right?
According to scientific research, scarecrows are filled with hay, oftentimes made to scare away birds of prey and other nuisance in a cornfield. However, every once in a while, you mistake a huckleberry for a crow-crow.
The legend of the crow-crow.
The legend of the crow-crow states that every once in a while, the crow the scarecrow will get off his stick looking for dinner. And a female crow-crow to lay down for the night with. It is said that the crow-crow can be soothed by the sound of Netflix turning on. And a large double cheeseburger from McDonald's.
I
was pretty sure that.
It's a person.
We need to get out of this corn. Let's go.
I'm sick of this corn.
Finally, someone talking some sense. 300 episodes in, and Huckleberry said something I agree with. Huckleberry number 3, don't take no shit. He's had enough, and so have I. I want to get back to craft services. They have mac and cheese I'm really into.
Stuff like a scarecrow out here. This happened for a reason.
Let's keep working this way.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Huck, I'm glad to get back with you, brother.
Well, it's good to know that that Buck, the guy leading the charge here, it's good to know that he's a spiritual person.
He is.
Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. If we hadn't been here shooting this ridiculous show in the middle of the cornfield,
we would have never saw a crow-crow in real life.
We never saw a man running around.
Don't say that, Hoadley. He's the Clarkston County crow-crow. He's come down off his stick to make friends.
Oh, listen. You hear that? That sounds like a sod.
Well, that was not a real knock.
Do you hear that?
That sound effect.
You hear that? That's the Kmart special light. Do you hear that? That's an iPhone over there near the trailer where we shoot our show.
Oh, just got a text.
You hear that? I got a calendar invite.
Motor.
Do you hear that? My Facebook Messenger is going off. Do you hear that? A clubhouse room is opening.
Kind of running. That's got to be that guy who's a scarecrow. Let's go.
Let's
go.
Let's
go. Get him. Let's go. There's only one person that could have been. That creepy scarecrow. We need to take after him and find out what he wants.
Hurry up, hurry up.
What do you want?
Why are we all yelling so much? Everyone's yelling. I know.
He especially yells the most.
Yeah, well, I mean, they all yell, but he is like at 11 all the time. He is like my son. He's at an 11. But I think that's to like purposefully increase the stress level.
Right, yeah.
This is supposed to make you anxious and scared. Mm-hmm. It's really just funny to me.
Yes.
Set that son of a gun on fire. Get out there.
What?
Go.
They're going to set that son of a gun on fire? Jeez.
It'll go up like hay. Yeah.
Things have gotten real. The old monster hunters back in the beginning of this, they were just having fun. They just wanted to see something. Now they're up for revenge.
They are.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Damn, he's getting there, boys. Come on.
Come on, let's go.
Easy.
Ready, Bill?
Yes, go.
Easy. Let's all 12 of us pack into this golf cart. All 300,000 pounds of us, and see how quick we can chase after him. Meanwhile, is the crow-crow in a golf cart now?
Yes.
Jeez. The crow-crow knows. The crow-crow knows what's up.
Go. Stand on him.
We're going to chase him down. He's in for a hillbilly treat.
Hang on.
I don't even know what a hillbilly treat is.
It's a gas station, a hot dog, a monster, and a packer. Marlboro Reds. That's what a hillbilly treat is, Hoadley. You never had a hillbilly treat? I'll give you one a little bit later. Yeah. Oh, man. A hillbilly tree.
Uh-huh.
We're going to, if there's not a definition for it, we will make one up.
Yes, we will.
Gosh, he run a in that thing?
He's got one of them high performances. I think it's gonna be 1,000.
He's got a high performance.
He's got one of those $100,000 golf carts you see down in Cabo St. Lucas.
The scarecrow.
The Clarkston County Crow makes better money than I do, and I got a television show.
High performance.
High performance.
How are we gonna catch him? I don't even
see. Huckleberry, you run like a white-tailed deer. Get out and chase him.
There's taillights anymore. Where'd he go?
He's clear out of sight.
Where is he?
He's gone. He's out of here.
How fast is that son of a bitch?
How'd he get away?
How'd he get away? You're the fucking golf cart. My son could outrun a golf cart, and then you have 5 300-pound men hanging out in the golf cart.
Yeah, they're not weighing it down.
How did he get away? Physics? I don't know. Well, laws of motion? I'm not sure.
Oh, that side by side's gone. One he's driving souped up, and one driving is well overweight.
Well, at least you recognize
that. He didn't turn this way. He didn't go over the hill this way.
They didn't set a tire mark tracks out through here.
Man, that's one of them fast bastards.
He didn't go in that corn somewhere, did he? It'd be a big old hole big as a back truck.
He's bailed down.
Oh, it would be a big old hole. What anecdote can I use here? This show is full of anecdotes.
Uh-huh. As big as, as fast as. Yeah,
smart as a ninja, fast as a white-tailed deer, bouncing like a bunny, whole like a Titanic. I mean... I can't think of any more.
That holler's what he's done. We had a heck of a night tonight.
He's going to the holler?
Yeah. In that barn, and we heard the
he's going to the holler because that's where he whacks off. If you remember from 300 episodes ago, he said he used to go to the holler by himself. The boys used to go to the holler and do boy things. What exactly were those boy things? I'm not sure. One can speculate. I'll tell you right now what those boy things are. It's rather disturbing. There's a tree over
the
by
hillbilly
the holler.
Tree.
Yeah, there's a hill. There's a tree over by the holler. We call it the candle because it looks like it's surrounded with wax, but it's not wax.
Oh my god!
It's the wax of life, if you know what I mean. It's kind of gross, but I don't know. Something about the smell gets me all excited, and I gotta go whacking in the holler. I gotta go whacking on the whacking tree. It's almost disrespectful not to whack at the whacking tree.
Pay your respects.
You gotta pay your respects. You gotta add to the. Every time it rains, it washes away, so you gotta do it again. The whole town comes out. It's a party.
Cat roar. This has been one of the craziest hunts I've ever been on. Then we got all jacked up when that scarecrow started his shenanigans. But at least we found Huck.
We'd also done a bunch of cocaine.
Yeah. We'd also been doing meth for 7 to 12 months. But at least we found Huck. We don't have to get ourselves a new Huck.
Bro, why was Jeff's cross hanging up on a limb the way it was?
Yeah, hanging.
There it is.
Oh.
Why was there a fire in that barn?
A what?
There was a fire in it.
Oh, what? What do you, what, how did you say that? How do you spell that? What is a fryer?
Is that a fire?
Oh, we didn't see that part.
No.
What's that scarecrow doing?
Oh, what the?
So we got it. Let's go over the evidence.
Let's go over the evidence.
Let's recap.
All right.
We have a gold chain hanging from a stick.
That's really weird.
And a barn fire.
A barn fire is not normal in these parts.
A man pranking the monster hunters.
The Clarkston County Crow riding in a $300,000
golf
mini Jeep Wrangler. I don't know how he got away, but he did. Meanwhile, we had a golf cart from the local municipal golf course.
that we borrowed. We're on a budget, don't you know? Travel Channel cut our budget last year.
After the last Huckleberry.
After the last Huckleberry, they had to pay some insurance claim or something. I don't know. It was all complicated. I thought it was a clean murder, but I guess not. They said no murder is. They had to bring in the lawyers from Lexington, Kentucky, big old city. City slickers came in and ruined everything.
Yeah. He's flesh and blood.
Exactly. And I want to know why he was out here messing with us. There's something we're missing. Let's get out of here.
And maybe it's the video evidence of anything.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, maybe it's a scientist or someone to verify any of your bullshit. I don't know. Something's missing. I feel like every episode of Monster Hunters could probably end this way. You could probably say something's missing. Yeah, like any actual evidence. I don't know, just like one real piece of video or audio that would conclude any of this actually happened. No? Huh?
Yeah, semantics.
There's a big sign in the trailer, the filming trailer, that says evidence is overrated.
There's no I in team and evidence is overrated.
Yeah, it says, if you want the truth, go to the commercial break.
Right. Yeah, their show's about as real as our show is. I love these Monster Hunters.
They're so
Chrissy.
Good.
How can you get enough? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You can never get enough of the Monster Hunters. And so we did that for Sandra and her son. I hope Sandra and her son are satisfied that we have appropriately given you the laughs and giggles that you're used to. The giggle factory over here. I love one of our recent reviews. You're too fucking silly for my taste. 5 stars. People don't know how to use the Apple review thing. I'm convinced of it. They don't know how to use it.
Just keep doing the 5 stars.
They love you. They give you 1 star. They hate you. They give you 5 stars. I don't know. Maybe it's Apple that does.
Maybe.
You know. Maybe Apple.
Maybe Apple.
Maybe if you don't
like...
leave the stars, they just give you 5 stars. Yeah. With the review.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, maybe if they go 0 stars and Apple's like, nope, 5 stars. Thank you, Apple. Thank you very much. Mm. Okay. Well, listen. I guess that's all we can do today. another fun-filled episode. The afternoon version of the commercial break,
the
in case you're wondering.
Yep.
Chrissy came here 6 hours early to record today.
Okay, the sun rose. I was like, dang, Brian really wants to record early tomorrow.
We had a little miscommunication. I said, why don't you come at 10 till 1? Which most people would go, oh, 12:50, which I should have put, 12:50.
Mm.
But I said 10 till 1, and she came at 10.
We're recording 10 until 1.
This is not that episode. We waited till the afternoon to do a second one, figuring, well, if we're going to throw them in the trash, we might as well do it in the afternoon.
Huckleberry. I'll be your Huckleberry.
Good old Huckleberry. Hey, guys, we want you to communicate with us here at the commercial break. Do us a favor. Send us a text message or a voicemail. Give us content ideas, questions, comments, concerns, any of that stuff. You can do it right there on 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O, yo.
Yo.
We really do respond to those text messages and voicemails. So please do that. Also, if you've got a few minutes in your day, would you mind leaving us a review and a rating on your favorite podcast player? You can do that on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, Overcast, CastBox. I could go Stitcher. I could go through all of them. And the truth is, that's one of the ways that we grow the show. And man, is the show growing. We're up to 30 listeners
that's
now.
That's right.
200 episodes in. Blazing across the universe.
Well, it provides endless hours of entertainment for us, at least.
Yeah. I guess that at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. Whether or not you're listening, it just matters that we're listening. And hit the website, tcbpodcast.com. Remember, you can find all the episodes on video now on Spotify. So this is what I'll say. I'll say, until next time, I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.